too late. What too late? Not too late. This is the right time to start with something which is happening now, but it will be transferred to another time in 2 days and a half. No. Yeah. So this is our English version of, or Central European English version of Huda Ura, Das Schwere Stunde, which has to do, this is a broadcast about non-music, but it actually means that we deal a lot with music and with definitions of what is possible outside of this definition of music. Ne? And the focus today, even tonight, is on Markus. What's your second name?
Beuter.
Markus Beuter, who has come here to Circulatia, where we are just at this moment, to be our guest. Ne? So, we had presentation already on Friday, this is yesterday. Ne? There was quite a lot of people around. You said you actually liked the situation. It was not very predictable. Ne? Even we didn't know it. Ne? We measured it somehow with some energy, very indescribable means, no, of measurement. Ne? So, do you feel okay? I asked you. Ne? You said, yeah, before I didn't know, because people were talking during your performance. Ne? So we have somehow to synchronize what we feel, ne? Which is emotional, and I think that this is not the best way to measure things, ne? But maybe it's actually the only thing, ne? When you deal with things like non-music or situations which are not predictable, not formatted, and yeah, you say you are sound artist, but this is a broad description of it, probably.
Yeah, in the end there is no real definition, so I was asked for some talks to make a definition of sound artist and found that there is no real definition. In Germany, where I come from, we have a bit narrow-minded term Klangkünstler, which means usually that you have to make objects which make sound, which is different from what I'm doing, because I'm working with field recordings I do, and so it's in this narrow-minded, it's not
accepted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you do also installations, and this is then like definition of space.
Yeah.
Also on the level of sound.
Yeah, I think that in all terms I'm working with the sound, is the space is very meaningful and very important. So in these terms I would define myself as a sound artist, because even if I have installations with speakers only, it's still a question in which space is this installation brought up and aired.
And you like to be present when you position all the sources.
Definitely.
So it's a kind of scenographia of how the visitor will come and where to experience something.
Yeah. And usually, if in the best way, it is that I visit the space first and make the installation afterwards. Mm-hmm. I mean, now I will have an installation in Armenia, where I just come from, in Yerevan. It will start in April, and I had the opportunity to visit the space, and I saw that it's a collaboration with video artists and photographers, but I saw that there is a stairway down, and so I choose this one to make the installation, and this already influenced the choice of how I would present my idea of the theme I really had. which was about the neighborhood I stayed in Armenia, and they have a bit like what we have here in the background. They have this humming of a lot of things, but there it is mostly gas pipes who are in disorder, and people just don't recognize it anymore. And I just wanted to bring back these kind of noises to the consciousness of people. But when I saw these stairs, it influenced me not to have a static recording, but this walk. So you go down now the stairs or come them up, and you all the time you have these hummings, but you also have the walk of someone just passing by. And so the space influences a lot the installations.
Did you think about why do you do this? I mean, for sure now, but that's scared, man. Why should people hear things which are all around them and they don't hear it? Do you have something to elaborate on this level?
Yeah, different approaches, actually. I mean, in this special case, it is. I think it's quite dangerous if gas is leaking out and no one recognizes, especially in countries where everyone is smoking. So it would be quite good if people recognize this again. But on the other hand, I think we are very well trained to live in a visual world. But this is not all, so we have a lot of senses, and I would like to work on more senses, but I feel very connected to hearing and listening, and I recognize that we hear much more than we are aware. I mean, for example, if you walk on the street and you have all the time, you have the sound of the cars around you, but suddenly there is some car coming from behind at very fast speed and it's getting dangerous. You're reacting before you saw it. Mm-hmm. So this means that we are aware of what we are hearing, but we rely too much on our eyes, actually. And I think it's, in other terms, also, if an artist from another field just can bring me closer some senses I'm not trained in, I always think it's much better for us to be completely more aware, and my part is the sound.
My experience is, for instance, that people who deal with three dimensions, like sculptors, also don't have so much problem with abstract sound, né? So I have this theory about the materials, né, which are lighter, of lighter weight, né? And the sound, for instance, is also, it is actually a movement of the material, né, of air. That it is a kind of maybe very closely linked to sculpture, maybe also with architecture, since it has to do with space, because the sound is combination which happens not in the free field so much. Of course, you can focus it with your microphones, but when you put it somewhere, or it has a life during among the walls, not during, but among the walls, during time, but among the walls, also.
Yeah, I feel quite the same, especially in installations, and also for me in electroacoustic compositions, because I like very much 8-channel compositions, which usually means that the channels, the speakers are surrounding you. And I think that in this moment, if you are working on it, you really can make very similar to sculptures, even if it's just for a very short time. So they approach and they vanish instantly, but it is very much like sculpturing in a space. Yeah.